Now, coming up right now, a trigger warning for those listening. This next story contains discussions on domestic violence and discussions on the Hannah Baxter case. If you or someone you know is impacted by sexual assault, family or domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. All listeners seeking support can contact Lifeline Crisis Support on 131114. This Sunday, the 8th of March, is International Women's Day. This is a day when we celebrate women's achievements while calling out inequality. But with the murders of Hannah Baxter and her children still fresh in our minds, it's hard to feel there is much to celebrate. Now, earlier today, Alex joined Jamie Evans, who is the director of the Women's March. She spoke about the events planned for Saturday, but also a less festive event that took place this morning. Here's the chat that they had.
Hi, Jamie. Thanks so much for taking the time to join me this morning.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about your organisation, Women's March, and how it kind of started?
Yeah, sure. So Women's March actually began as a very American-based movement. It was directly in response to the election of Donald Trump, which I think took a lot of people by surprise. And, you know, just some of the underlying factors of that. It was quite a very divisive campaign. There was a lot of sexism in there. There was a lot of racism in there. And It was basically started as a reaction to not only the election of Donald Trump, but just also that the really nasty discourse that was around it. And then we jumped on board just because, unfortunately, you know, those sorts of issues are not purely American-based. We have our own problems over here and all around the world. And from there, we just sort of let it take its own form as to what Women's March would mean in Australia. Some of the issues we align with the US and global chapters, because some things are universal, but then there are some things that are a little more specific to home.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you guys kind of do?
So our major event is the big march that we have in January, which is where we get everybody together to sort of, we basically leave it as an open platform for people to let us be shaped by what it is they want to talk about of that year. So, for example, a couple of years ago, you know, it was very heavily around the Me Too movement. There was a lot of that happening. So people really wanted to talk about harassment and how that is prevalent in the workplace, how it's just in every facet of society. Then last year, for example, it became a lot more about family and domestic violence, gendered violence. So we try to sort of be a starting point for people. None of us came from a very political background or a very heavily activist background. We were just kind of horrified by what we saw happening. And then we realized that a lot of other people were too.
Yeah. So and you guys are you participate in a lot of things in the community and on the streets. And you were actually at something this morning. Can you tell us a bit about that?
So this morning we co-hosted with several other Sydney-based organisations and a bunch around the country, actually. Today is all around Australia. It's the March for Hannah vigils in memory of Hannah Clark and her children who were murdered just the other week. Mm. So obviously that's been a big news story. People have been really upset by it, quite horrified. So it was sort of an opportunity to reflect on it, be sad about it, and also try to get some action going from that grief, because it's all well and good to be sad, but really, if we don't act on it, then it's just going to keep happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand that that actually took place out the front of Parliament House. Or why did you choose that location?
It did. A lot of our actions, we actually like to try to tie back to something tangible. We like giving people something that they can do to participate. I think people like to channel their emotions into direct action. And in particular with this issue of domestic violence, it seems like it's very much an issue that politicians bring up regularly. And they talk about, you know, that this is very sad and it's a massive problem in society, but it's the next step of the actual action doesn't seem to be happening. So what we're pushing for in particular is just more funding. Mm. There's a lot of services that we were there with earlier today. You know, they provide specialist court help, They help women trying to get out of violent situations. They provide emergency housing, and they just need more funds to keep doing it. And at the moment, the government's not providing that. So what we wanted to do is just put pressure on all of our MPs and say, well, it's one thing to acknowledge it's a problem. It's another thing to try to fix it.
Now, speaking of taking action, you guys are out again co-hosting a march this Sunday. Can you tell us a little bit about that for International Women's Day?
Yes. So International Women's Day, obviously, coming up on the weekend. Every year we participate in the International Women's Day March. It's a really good event. It's kind of similar to our Women's March in that it tends to be more driven by the issues of the day, what people want to talk about. And it's an interesting one because we try to strike that tone of being celebratory of, you know, all these amazing women's achievements and all of these things that we've done in the last year and how far we've come, but also keep pushing for things that maybe we think we're not quite there yet on. You know, one of the big themes of this year is just equality, equal pay, making sure that people have this positive mindset when we're talking about equality and just realizing that we've done a lot of great things, we've come a long way, but there is still a fair bit to do. So while we want to celebrate the fact that it's International Women's Day and we've done all these great things, there's still a little bit further to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Jamie, that's all the time that we've got this morning, but I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
That was Alex James there talking to the Director of the Women's March about the vigil this morning for Hannah Clark and the family and the upcoming events this Sunday for International Women's Day. If this interview touched on content that might be close to home or for anyone that you do know, the domestic violence hotline is 1-800-737-732, 1-800-RESPECT and Lifeline 131114.